Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
The world today celebrates many men and women who have become famous for the progress of all mankind. But if they read the biography of these people carefully, we find that they did not enjoy their fame during their lifetime. Rather, they had to struggle with rejection, misunderstanding, and sometimes even open hostility and persecution. It seems that the people who are attached to the world have a very hard time accepting new ideas that break the usual tracks of life. It is equally as difficult for them to accept the truth about themselves, especially when this truth exposes them and convicts them of tolerated sin and immorality. This is also confirmed by the words of our Savior: no prophet gains acceptance in his native place. We see the confirmation of these words today in the life of Holy Prophet Elijah. This great prophet has a special place in our liturgical year. In the Eastern Church, we observe a continuous veneration and celebration of him. However, this great and holy prophet appeared very comfortable and dangerous in his time. He lived at the time when belief in a false god, Baal, almost displaced belief in the true God. The prophet Elijah strongly warned about the situation, but in vain, because King Ahab was a follower of this false god. It reminds me of the companies who nowadays follow horrible principles, horrible, not moral traditions, and everybody is okay with it. Seems like God is being pushed away yet again. Elijah predicted during his time of famine as God's punishment for idolatry. So he had to flee for that. He had to flee his country before the king get to him. When he returned after 3 days, three years, he convinced those who gathered with miraculous sight that the famine was a result of God's wrath. And again, he had to leave before another king's wife's wrath, so he's not killed, because his time was not yet done. This part of his life is enough for us to realize these difficulties which the holy prophet Elijah had to struggle with. For sure, those who proclaim and execute God's will are ready to endure hardships of different kind, even death. For prophet Elijah, it was as if all hell was arrayed against him with the intention of sabotage as their mission. This resistance is clearly depicted in many situations in the gospel. Jesus Christ, Son of God, faced various outbursts and accusations, and this opposition to him ended at Golgotha, where he was crucified. The same resistance we can find today. We might as well know this cancel culture. And everybody is scared of it. Everybody is scared to be canceled. But we as Christians are already canceled, because we cannot stand with those people. We cannot even look their way. The times are no different. It's up to us what we choose, which way we go. If we are followers of Christ, then we are bound to encounter similar opposition. The prince of this world does not want us to lose even a piece of his own empire. So we must be prepared by God that if we zealously engage in the affairs of the kingdom of God, we will meet with misunderstandings, even from the closest of our friends. They might ridicule us with verbal fights and judgments. The evil one will attack us with temptations to be spiritually lazy, as well as bringing us sufferings which will and could weaken our faith. However, we know the enemy. We can prepare and arm ourselves well for the spiritual battle. Our spiritual weapons for this battle are primarily sacraments and a good prayer. These means strengthen our faith and thus provide strength to preserve our sufferings. So, let us be like Prophet Elijah. Let us endure and fight the good fight. Let us arm ourselves with the trust in God and not be afraid. Glory to Jesus Christ.